Merkle Media.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Well, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary's Tack Theratrix.
I am Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have
for
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the CS hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Rockfin, Odyssey, Band.video, Vigilante.tv, or you are listening wherever podcasts are served, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We know you have a lot of options out there. If you want to connect with me, the website is theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com, on Twitter, at Macroaggression. We're on Instagram, too, Macroaggression Podcast there. So take a look, check it out. Thank you to our sponsors who make this show possible. And thank you to you guys for sitting through and listening to the live ad reads. I know you don't want to, but I got to do it. So at least I picked the right companies. I picked companies that actually make a ton of sense or provide services that I think are useful, that I use, that maybe you'll use. Legal Shield is one of them. They've been in business for 50 years in Canada and the United States. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And what they do is they take the collective buying power of all of us and direct it towards high power law firms in your area so that you get access to a really well-versed attorney for a dollar a day. Literally $30 a month. I mean, it is very affordable. The sort of options that this opens up to you are really limitless. They'll do all kinds of things for you. If you have legal documents that you need created, if you want them to create a financial power of attorney, a medical power of attorney, a last will and testament, you've got all these options there. You can go talk to the attorney in your area, tell them what you're looking for. You know, these things will cost you a couple grand if you want to get it set up for you and your wife or your spouse, whatever. You got to do it. You got to have this stuff. You can't go out there dying without a will and then let the United States government or Canadian government get involved in your affairs. Are you out of your mind? I mean, that's insane. So prevent that. Tie up all of these things now while you're thinking of it, while you can do it for like a dollar a day. I mean, it's very affordable. And knock all this stuff out. And also listen, if maybe you have maybe you run a small business, big enough to have a small business, but not big enough to have your own legal department. There's a small business plan for this as well. They have ID Shield. There's a component if you carry a gun. There's things like that. They can get involved and help you out with IRS audits of W-2s and things like that. There's a lot of options there. I think a lot of people sort of don't have access to attorneys, and so they get a little bit pushed around, or maybe they get intimidated, or somebody sends them a letter threatening to collect money, and you know, if you don't pay us this, we're going to take you to court, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'll tell you what solves that problem. A letter from your attorney telling them exactly where they can take their paperwork and stick it, all right? So you now have representation. We thought that the best domain site to choose for us would be one called don'tgetpushedaround.com, just because I don't like the idea of us you know, little guys getting pushed around by the big guys with powerful attorneys and limitless funds. So it gives it levels the playing field a little bit. So if you are so inclined, or if you're just curious, go to the website, read up about it, www.don'tgetpushedaround.com. That's our website specific to us for Legal Shield. So take a look, see if it's right for you. If it is, pull the trigger. If not, that's cool. Also to EMP Shield, they are our newest sponsor. Again, the theme of the show being proactive as opposed to reactive. Listen, if we understand the possibilities, right? We know what's out there. We know that there's the possibility of EMPs. We have solar flares. Your house can get struck by lightning. EMP Shield is building a device that is many times more efficient than a single-use military-designed EMP protector. It can handle up to 40 EMP strikes. It's fitted to a household circuit breaker with just four wires, so it's not super complicated. It installs like a type 2 surge protector. There's installation videos online and on their website if you want to do it yourself, or maybe you just feel more comfortable having an electrician come by and do it. Just tell them you're going to be hooking this up like a type 2 surge protector. They'll know what you're talking about. This will work on your home, your car, if you have a motorhome or a boat, if you have a generator, all these things. You can get bundle packages. So do this. Go take a look. See what you think, man. EMPShield.com is the website, and you can use the promo code MACRO on your way out to save you a lot of money. I think it's available in most countries. Most countries that don't have some sort of, you know, that America hasn't put on some sanctions list, I think you can get an EMP Shield wherever you are. So EMPShield.com, promo code MACRO. Well, this is an episode I've been wanting to do for a while. And somebody sent me, I've gotten it from two or three different people, a list a while ago of all of the World Economic Forum young global leaders. And it's a long list. It's a big spreadsheet. And I went through it. I went through it as carefully as I could. And that's what this episode is going to be about. We're going to go year by year, from when it started in like the first draft class in 1993, we're going to go all the way down and mention these people by name, by year, tell you who they are, what they're doing, why it should alarm you. Now, to be fair, the list that I'm going to give you is not everybody, right? It's everybody that I recognize. It's a lot of names in the US and Canada and the UK and some prominent names that jump out, maybe celebrity names that jump out. But to be fair, I don't know. I'm sure I missed some very powerful Chinese people that are on this list whose names aren't familiar to me. I'm sure I missed some people from Germany and Russia. I do know some of the, I mean, I recognize some of the Russian names. And so I did what I could. But, you know, if you're in the Czech Republic and you're like, oh, this really sketchy guy that from the Czech Republic's on that list too, he probably is, or she. But I'm not familiar with them. So I did the best that I could, given my limited knowledge. But I think that you'll be interested. I know you'll be interested at who's on this list, because you think you know a bunch of the people, and you probably do. You know that, like, Tony Blair and Bill Clinton, you know who, like, the usual suspects. You sort of expect them to be on the list, or maybe you've seen them give presentations at the World Economic Forum, and you're like, oh yeah, you know, yeah, of course Bill Gates is on the list. I mean, duh. But do you know some of the other people that are on the list? Do you know that Tony Hawk is on the list? What? Skateboarder Tony Hawk? Yeah. Do I think Tony Hawk is plotting to take over the world? I do not. I think that a lot of these people that are on this list don't really know what they've signed up for. I'm going to give some of them the benefit of the doubt. Not a lot. Very few. I'm going to give Yo-Yo Ma, the cellist, the benefit of the doubt, thinking that maybe he just got put on this list because he's really awesome at playing cello and they like him, and maybe they, I don't know, maybe he's in the band or something. Fuck, I don't know what they're doing with him, but I don't think he's tinkering away in some level 5 bio lab on his off hours plotting ways to depopulate the planet. I don't believe that. And so some of the people that are on this list, in due time, you may find out that they didn't really have too much to do with the world government plans. But you know what? I'm going to assume that the vast majority of these people know exactly what they're getting into, and that they've done this. They've made a calculation that this is either for business networking purposes to get themselves into the, in, you know, to move up the ladder, so to speak, to move up the pyramid, and that they see this as an opportunity to improve their recognizability and put them in a class of people that are sort of one notch above the cool kids, right? Some of them want to be in with the globalist cool kids. Well, there's nothing cool about being on this list, I assure you. And what these people want, let me remind you what the World Economic Forum wants, okay? This isn't, again, there's plenty of opportunities to speculate about what the World Economic Forum wants. But you don't need to speculate when they tell you that their stated goal is to bring about the fourth industrial revolution, and that the fourth industrial revolution is transhumanism, the blending of man with machine. There's no gray area there. It's on their website. They talk, that's what they want. Okay, so again, transhumanism is what they want. Transhumanism is the rebranded term eugenics. It's depopulation at its core. Now, do I think Tony Hawk knows that there's a depopulation component to this? I don't. I actually don't think Tony Hawk knows that. And it's not just because I was an ex-skater. Truth be told, I like Christian Hosoi way better than I like Tony Hawk. But that, you know. But again, I'm not going to shit on Tony Hawk. I'm sort of using him as an example of somebody who's, you know, he's sort of transcended the sport and is in a leadership position, and he's been drafted into this group. But I don't know that he's a nefarious guy. I know that Bill Gates is a nefarious guy. And so when we go through this list, I want to sort of talk about who they are, talk about what they're on here for, talk about what the plan is, the overall plan of the Young Global Leaders program, and just get you thinking about some of these names. So again, there's hundreds of names on the list, and I'm only going to go for about an hour on this. So I'm not going to spend a ton of energy listing all of the sort of resume points on, of who Richard Branson is, but just know that Richard Branson's on the list. But let's start here with what the World Economic Forum Young Global Leaders Program is all about. 1,400 members from 120 countries that include civic and business innovators, entrepreneurs, technology pioneers, educators, activists, artists, journalists, and more. Aligned with the World Economic Forum's mission, we seek to drive public-private cooperation in the global public interest. We are united by the belief that today's pressing problems present an opportunity to build a better future across sectors and boundaries. That is their official, that's their official motto. I don't know. Mission statement, summary, whatever you want to call it. You know, we're here to depopulate the planet. Didn't make it on here, surprisingly. Let's talk about who's on the foundation's board, the board of the Young Global Leaders. Well, Klaus Schwab, of course, he is a Bond villain extraordinaire. We've got David Rubenstein, who, in my opinion, is, oh, I don't know, I'd put him in the top 500 worst people on the planet. Founder of the Carlyle Group, Project for a New American Century, the guys that planned and plotted 9/11, bad guy all the way around. Jimmy Wales, Wikipedia, okay? Marissa Mayer, formerly of Google, CEO of Yahoo. I think she was, what was she? Employee number 14 at Google or something like that, before she was given the CEO job at Yahoo and promptly ran that company right into the ground. More people that are on the foundation board: Queen Rania of Jordan, Prince Hakan of Norway, Catherine Garrett Cox of Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank, really? Such fantastic leadership coming out of Deutsche Bank, as they're slated to take the entire banking system down, just so you know. oh boy, this is a name I'm not going to get. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, chairman of Gavi, that's the global, the vaccine alliance. Ilana Lee, managing editor, CNN International, so the media is represented here. And Amina Mohammed, deputy secretary general, United Nations. So this is who's advising the new world, young global leaders from the World Economic Forum. The United Nations, CNN, Gavi, Deutsche Bank, Google, Wikipedia, Carlyle Group / PNAC, Klaus Schwab, and the Queen of Jordan and the Prince of Norway. Great. What could possibly go wrong? The chairman of the Forum of Young Global Leaders is Nicole Schwab. You might recognize that name. Yes, it's old Klaus's daughter. So let me break it down like this. So there was at first there was a group called the Global Leaders for Tomorrow. That went from 1992 to 2003. Okay, these weren't necessarily young global leaders. These were just kind of like OG, super important, powerful business people. They didn't fit the qualification of technically being young. In order to be a young global leader, you have to be under 38 years old. But in 2004, they sort of changed it, or I mean, I guess they technically launched this Forum of Young Global Leaders. That's 2004 to the present. So that's the under 38 crowd. So you wonder who's sponsoring this? Well, they've got to have sponsors for it. Yes, they do, as a matter of fact. I'll read off the companies that are sponsoring this young global. Just think of it as they're pouring money onto these seeds so that they can sprout and grow, and then they can shape them and put them in positions of power so that they can continue to do their bidding. So you've got companies like Bain & Company, which is Mitt Romney's company. You've got Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You don't say. Deutsche Bank, again, if they don't go out of business first. Google is on this. HSBC, that's Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Cooperative. They've been laundering drug money for 170 years. They're pretty good at it. You've got Lazard, that's an international bank. You've got Morgan Stanley, that's an international bank. You have UBS, that's an international bank. And then you have the Publis Group, which is a PR and advertising company. So you've got the pathological liars in public relations and advertising working on alongside multiple international banks, banking cartels, Google, Gates Foundation, and Mitt Romney's company. Great. This is fantastic, right? So you know you're getting some bullshit with this. All right. So let's start off with the first draft class, 1993. This is, we're just going to go down the list and it is just pick a villain in this category. You've got Tony Blair, Bono from U2, Richard Branson, Edgar Bronfman. Edgar Bronfman is a Seagram's and was the head of the World Jewish Council. Very tied in with Jeffrey Epstein. We've got Gordon Brown, the former UK Prime Minister. We've got Bill Gates. We've got John Huntsman from Huntsman Group. Yo-Yo Ma, that evil cellist. I'm telling you, he's up to no good. And Angela Merkel, Germany's president, may or may not be Hitler's daughter. I'm going to go ahead and say that she is. Nicolas Sarkozy, former French president. You've got Masayoshi Son from SoftBank, who, when he isn't at the World Economic Forum, he's pissing away billions of dollars from his SoftBank fund on unicorn tech companies that don't go anywhere. We have George Stephanopoulos from ABC News. Larry Summers, Treasury Secretary, also Harvard guy. If you saw The Social Network, that movie, where the Winklevoss twins go in to complain to the Harvard presidents, in his office. That's supposed to be Larry Summers in there. He's a Clintonite, which means he's been on Epstein's Island a bunch, and he has. We've got David Roy Thompson, which is Thomson Reuters. Reuters used to be owned by the Rothschilds, a long, long time ago. It's one of the three, along with the Associated Press, and another company, I forget the French company, that puts out that syndicates news content that then goes out to thousands of other news newspapers, magazines, television channels, things like that. So you've got one of the major players in the news industry there. You've got John Thornton from the Brookings Institute. You've got Vladimir Putin from Russia. You've got Rick Wagoner, CEO of General Motors. You've got Michael Dell. You've got Lawrence Katz from Harvard, Harvard economist, and also Epstein friend. A lot of Epstein friends on this list. Brian Roberts, CEO of Comcast, and you've got Jill Berard, the former CEO of Mattel and founder of Children Affected by AIDS Foundation. I remember my buddy used to work for Mattel and said that Jill Berard drove a pink Rolls Royce that was bulletproof because when she was at Mattel, there were all the feminist groups that hated Barbie so much. Well, I guess there's another reason to want to blow her up besides Barbie. So let's move on. Again, maybe these people are just networking. Maybe they're not plotting to rule the world. I just have a problem thinking that that this is some sort of like altruistic group of people that are, you know, looking out for humanity. I just don't buy that. So let's continue. Class of 94. We've got Charles Allen, who's the chairman of EMI Music. You've got Mukesh Ambani from the steel magnate in India. Benazir Bhutto, prime minister of Pakistan, and Ben Cohen from Ben & Jerry's. Moving on to class of 95. Paul Allen, Microsoft co-founder and Vulcan Ventures, also owner of the Seattle Seahawks and Portland Trailblazers. Dead now. Steve Ballmer, Microsoft. Steve Case, AOL. William Clay Ford, Ford Motors and owner of Detroit Lions. You're going to notice there's a lot of anybody that is running a car company is on this list. Just something I noticed. Probably has nothing to do with 15-minute cities, electric cars, you'll own nothing, all that stuff. Oh, and the CEOs of Uber and Lyft are in here too. So we'll get to that. Carlos Ghosn, CEO Nissan Renault. Jean-Claude Juncker, President, European Commission. That was the guy. I used to see that guy in these meetings where he would just get super hammered. He's just a big alcoholic. And I'm sure they've got the goods on him, probably. Allegedly. Paul Krugman, the economist at Princeton. You see him on TV all the time. Jeffrey Sachs, director, Earth Institute and Columbia. Every time I see Jeffrey Sachs on TV, he's saying something that I really like, but you know, this is going to be a theme for this episode. I'm going to say this once so that I don't have to say it a bunch of times. If you are on this list, it is an automatic disqualification. Okay? Automatic. I'm not going to allow you to talk your way out of it. There's no mistakes were made. I'm just going to make the assumption that you're up to no good. You know, I get it that some people are more diabolical than others. The next person on this list, Lynn Forrester de Rothschilds, Epstein friends and married into the Rothschilds. She's a bad person, period. Okay. She's a bad person. She doesn't get to explain her way out of this. But if you're a guy like Jeffrey Sachs and I go, wow, I see you on TV, you do these interviews and you kind of talk about stuff on the mainstream media that every time they interview you, the hosts are very nervous because you're saying things that basically like completely go against the narrative. And I find myself rooting for this guy. And then I find him on the list and I go, that's it. Okay. I'm not going to make exceptions, right? So if you're on the list, you're out. I'm not going to take you seriously. I'm going to consider you to be a double agent. When I hear you saying things that I like Tulsi Gabbard, who's on this list, we'll get to her in a little bit, saying things I like, being anti-war, talking about these, you know, getting into it with Hillary Clinton. I love all that stuff. Wow. She could actually be a good person. And you find her on the list and you go, no. It is automatic disqualification. Automatic. If you're on this list, you're out. Okay. Moving on. Class of 1996. Prince Awaleed bin Talal, Citigroup, Saudi Arabia Kingdom Holdings, one of the largest shareholders in Twitter. Yeah. He's sort of like, they call him the Warren Buffett of Saudi Arabia. You probably have seen him. You probably would recognize him if you saw him. Mark Andreessen, Netscape founder and co-founder of Andreessen Horowitz venture capital firm, Jamie Dimon, JP Morgan Chase, Jodie Foster, actress, Nathan Myhrvold, Microsoft and Epstein buddy, David Dorman, CVS health chairman. A lot of health companies on this list too. A lot of tech, a lot of health, a lot of transportation. You're going to find that. Moving down to the next year, we've got class of 1997. David Filo, he is Jerry Yang's partner, co-founder of Yahoo, which explains why Marissa Mayer is on this list. You've got Eric Schmidt of Google, was the former CEO of Google Alphabet. Now he runs the Pentagon's AI division and Schmidt Ventures. He's got a venture capital firm. He's up to no good. Here's a name that doesn't jump out at you. The name doesn't. The organization makes you go, oh, no. Oh, no. Timothy Shriver. Timothy Shriver. Well, who's he? Well, he runs the Special Olympics. Yikes. Yeah, I know. I'm thinking what you're thinking, which is Special Olympics and the World Economic Forum. Oh, I don't like that at all. I don't. What are you guys doing? What have I not discovered? Am I going to have to do an episode on the Special Olympics? I really hope not. Kenneth Roth, Executive Director, Human Rights Watch. The irony of the guy, the Executive Director of Human Rights Watch on a group as a member of the World Economic Forum that is plotting to destroy human rights through transhumanism and eugenics and depopulation. So, but a lot of times what you'll find is that these corporations or these activist groups or these NGOs that talk about like children's safety fund or whatever, you find out, you go, what do they do? You go, oh, they traffic children. You're like, oh, God, of course, right? You know, so to find the Special Olympics on here, I my mind automatically goes to like the worst place. And then to find the Executive Director of Human Rights Watch, you're like, yeah, of course, of course. I mean, these are all front organizations that don't do anything like what they say. Because if you did what you said you did, your CEO wouldn't be on the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader list, but yet you are. Actually, to be clear, Global Leaders for Tomorrow. We're still in that first phase area where we're getting, where these aren't necessarily the young people. These are a lot of tech billionaires, people that really kind of made it and they identified them and said, oh, you're doing something that we want, or you're in an industry that we definitely want to be a part of. Because as you drop down into this next draft class of 1998, the first guy on the list is Jeff Bezos. Okay. Again, Jeff Bezos doesn't make the list in 95 because Amazon isn't Amazon in 1995. But in 1998, it's starting to come up, right? And so they realize we need to draft this guy pretty high. It's going to make him a first round pick, you know, lock him in. We've got Chung Mong Hook from the CEO of Hyundai. Again, back to this. We've got Bill Gross, the founder of Idea Labs. Idea Labs is like an internet incubator that sprinkles money around. It's kind of like a venture capital firm, but they also don't just give money. They also put people on the teams and help them sort of grow. It was a big thing. In 1998, it was a huge thing. So we've got Andrea Jung from Avon. We've got William Lauder, Estee Lauder, and World Jewish Council. The Lauders are, that whole family is deeply involved in the World Jewish Council. I bring that up because Epstein was deeply involved in that. And you've got Les Wexner as one of the pillars of that group as well. So, you know, this is the dinner party crowd. You know, these are the people that are all sort of connected to each other. We've got Abigail Johnson. Abigail Johnson, Fidelity Investments. She's on the board of directors of Breakthrough Energy Ventures. That's Bill Gates' climate change grift fund that he's put together with all the guys that are on, or everybody that's on his board of directors for Breakthrough Energy Ventures. They're all World Economic Forum people too. So there's a lot of overlap. Howard Lutnick, Cantor Fitzgerald, CEO, and also literal next door neighbor to Jeffrey Epstein. He had the place right next to him. I did some work on that a while ago on Crowdsource the Truth, did a whole breakdown of like the real estate transactions and everything that was going on. Howard Lutnick, his house was the next house over to Jeffrey Epstein. Total coincidence though, I'm sure. Barry Sternlicht is on the list. He is the founder of Starwood Capital and Hotels. So all the Starwood hotels out there, you've got, you know, the guy that founded it, he's on this list. That's not a good look. James Packer, he's a gaming, I'd call him a gaming magnate out of Australia. He's his dad used to go to Vegas and lose. Like, there were crazy stories of his dad going to Vegas and losing like tens of millions of dollars on a trip. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? To the class of 1999, Zoha Ibrahim, Organization Development Africa. I put this on here for a particular reason, because they're coming for Africa. The World Economic Forum is deeply involved in trying to recruit young global leaders that are from the continent of Africa. They see that as a very important marketplace for them. Part of the reason why they see that is because when you're talking about transhumanism, aka eugenics, aka depopulation, Africa has always been a prime spot for depopulation. I mean, going back to Cecil Rhodes and the roundtable and these guys, that what they desperately wanted to do was remove all these people from the planet, and they sought to do that. You know, they needed them to the extent that they needed them to work in their gold mines and their diamond mines and their cobalt mines and things like that. But for those that weren't working there, they would prefer that they were dead, you know. So you're going to see a huge pivot to Africa by the World Economic Forum. Not because they want to help Africa. They want to help Africa get first on the list for vaccines so that they can depopulate them first. So that's sort of where we go. We've got Doug McKenzie on this list. He is Kleiner Perkins Caulfield Byers. That's a venture capital firm on Sand Hill Road. You've got Pierre Omidyar, who is the founder of eBay and also the magazine The Intercept, and also used to be my neighbor when I lived in Henderson, Nevada. Although he was in a little bit more exclusive community. In fact, he bought all the lots in the community and built one big 50,000 square foot house. But you could see it if you know where to look and you know which house it is, you can see it. It's massive. He's a scumbag though, because he is, you remember Glenn Greenwald started The Intercept? Well, he used Pierre Omidyar's money and then got there and wasn't allowed to, a couple of years go by, he realizes he's not allowed to report on the things he wants to report on. And they started censoring him on COVID and everything. And then Glenn Greenwald left. Because he's an actual journalist, as opposed to the scumbags that work at The Intercept now. Now The Intercept's known for burning their sources. Great. That'll go well when you're supposed to be investigative journalists. So he's no good. So your eBay money went into funding The Intercept, not all of it, of course, but which is a newspaper devoted to misinforming you, which is great. And then we've got Martin Werner. He is Goldman Sachs Managing Director. Again, you're going to find a bunch of banks on this list. You're going to find a bunch of people that are big players in finance, not just in America, but internationally as well. Class of 2000, millennial class. Anne Breeson. Who's Anne Breeson? That name doesn't really ring a bell. Well, she's just the ACLU Litigation Director of Technology and Liberty Program. The American Civil Liberties Union, right? This is the group, the ACLU, that is supposed to be out there fighting for the civil liberties of Americans. But you've got the Litigation Director of Technology from the ACLU on a World Economic Forum board. Like, the ACLU should be going after the World Economic Forum. Do you understand how this is supposed to work? You're not supposed to be partnering up with them. You're supposed to be antagonistic towards one another, but they're not. We've got Oleg Deripaska on this. He's a Russian oligarch. Oh, you Canadians aren't going to like what you hear here. We've got Chrystia Freeland on the list, Minister of Finance Canada, Reuters, and Rhodes Scholar. You know, if you've heard my Rhodes Scholar episode, then you know that what they were sent to do is destroy America, and I suppose Canada too, from the inside. Destroy them on behalf of the British Crown so that they can be folded it back into the British Empire. Not so much Canada anymore, but definitely America. So every time I see Chrystia Freeland, and remember, she was like the trucker convoy people. She was like, these people are terrorists and all that stuff. And we're going to stop Bitcoin transactions. We're going to get rid of PayPal for these people. We're going to unbank all these people. That's her. That's a literal Nazi. An actual Nazi, not the imaginary ones that they're always screaming about. Chrystia Freeland might as well just be goose-stepping into the World Economic Forum meetings. Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz. Remember Dr. Oz? A candidate so strong that he lost to John fucking Fetterman, who may or may not be dead. I'm going to say he's dead. I don't know. Arundhati Roy, an author, sort of a well-known author name. Sometimes you get these people on there and you're like, well, isn't this kind of like a good guy? And you go, no, they're not a good guy. Moving on to the class of 2001, Jack Ma, CEO of Alibaba. Hiroshi Mikitani, CEO of Rakuten. Victoria of Sweden, crown princess. Lots of prince and princesses on this list as well. Fareed Zakaria from CNN. When you see Fareed Zakaria on CNN, and not many people do because nobody's watching that piece of shit network, but when you do see him, just understand you might as well just put a Klaus Schwab mask over him, because the things that are coming out of his mouth are told to him by the World Economic Forum. Okay, so now we're going to move on to this group here. This is an interesting batch, the class of 2002. So it's a year after 9/11. Mark Benioff, Salesforce CEO, founder, owner of Time Magazine. Time Magazine is all over this place, by the way. Mark Benioff is a real bad guy. Okay, he's a real bad guy. He wants global government in a big. He's not just a part of the World Economic Forum. He's like a part of the board of directors of it. He's hardcore, all in. He wants world government with his buddies in charge for sure. And he also is an enthusiastic supporter of depopulation through transhumanism, as all of these people will be by guilt, by association. We've got Angel Cabrera, Thunderbird School of Global Management. Thunderbird School is a really, well, it's known to be a fantastic business school, postgraduate business school where you get your MBA. And I think a lot of piano people that have gone there, it's well respected and it's well known. If you come out of Thunderbird, you're probably going to get a job with a big firm. Well, just know that the head of Thunderbird is a young global leader. Well, again, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. A global leader for tomorrow. He's not young. No offense. Jonathan Capehart, MSNBC. Again, for the few people that watch MSNBC, when you see Jonathan Capehart talk, he's kind of got a little Don Lemon in him. You know, he kind of strikes me as that. And then you've got Justin Forsythe, Save the Children International. Save the Children, World Economic Forum. Okay. Save the Children with Bill Gates. Let's get clear about what is and isn't happening with these charities. Okay. Most of the time, they are fronts for something very nefarious that's going on. And the name of the charity is Misdirection. Next on this list, Hildy Johnson, United Nations Children's Fund. Okay, so we've got Save the Children International. We've got United Nations Children's Fund. We've got the Special Olympics on this list. If you're getting creeped out, so am I. We've got Van Jones on the list, Center for American Progress. He comes from, you recognize him from TV. He's pretty ridiculous on TV. He's Center for American Progress. Who runs that? Who runs Center for American Progress? Oh, John Podesta does. Oh, okay. So you work for John fucking Podesta. We know who you are, Skippy. Erlene Lauder, Estee Lauder, again, once again. Heather Mills McCartney, she married the one-legged chick that married Paul McCartney and tried to ruin his life. I should get Mike Williams on here from Sage Akwae. I've been on his show before. He talks about Paul is dead, about how they swapped out Paul after a car accident. Fascinating, man. You want to go down a rabbit hole? Holy shit. And take a look at all the songs that came after after that, you know, with the I Buried Paul, where it's like oh, yeah, that's a good one. Anyway, Heather Mills McCartney's on the list. So Larry Page, co-founder of Google. J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter author, currently on the shit list of all the trans people because she had the audacity to say that like women are women or men are men or something, you know, something blasphemous like that. And they all went after another burning Harry Potter books. And so she's like, keep buying them. You got to buy them if you want to burn them. Austin Goolsbee is on this list. Distinguished fellow at Center for American Progress. Again, John Podesta Group. And he was in Obama's cabinet, which means that, I don't know. I mean, I can make some assumptions about what that means if you're hanging out with John Podesta. None of them are good, I assure you. And wrapping up this list, this is the last class of people that were global leaders for tomorrow, meaning age isn't a figure. And you know, the thing is about these young, about these global leaders for tomorrow, what you're really looking for are people with integrity, you know, people that you hold up and you put them on a pedestal because either they've had amazing success in business or academics or whatever their line of work is. They're real role models for not just America, but for the world. So you really want to get the people that are of the highest quality, above reproach, and you know, people that your kids can look up to. Oh, who's first on this list? Lance Armstrong. Cheater Lance Armstrong from Livestrong, the guy who doped his way to 7 Tour de France wins and then had to give them all back after he, you know, bullied and acted like a complete asshole to the people that were on his team. Yeah, Lance Armstrong, you can go fuck yourself. What a terrible human being he is. Karina Davis is on the list. This is the senior editor at Nature Magazine. Now, Nature Magazine might slip under the radar for most people, but I'll tell you, and me too. I wasn't aware of this until recently, but Nature Magazine is super involved with depopulation. They push depopulation like as a core tenet. And it's funny because you just would think that they're writing about like plants and shit. You know, you wouldn't think that they'd be like, oh, you know, the thing about this planet is that there's too many of you people on it and we have to get rid of you. So you're like, oh shit, Nature Magazine is bad. It's bad, apparently. So it's like when you find out that the World Wildlife Fund, remember the original WWF, you're like, the World Wildlife Fund, you mean the one with the logo of the panda bear, the one that's saving the wildlife? You're like, yeah, that was started by Maurice Strong and Prince Philip, a literal Nazi. And you're like, oh shit, I've been donating money to the world, the WWF, the World Wildlife Fund. If you are, or if your parents are donating to the World Wildlife Fund, you need to explain to them it was started by a Nazi. And a eugenicist. I mean, they both were, Prince Philip and Maurice Strong. Anyway, just so you know, the more you know. Next on the list of class of 2003, the graduating class of 2003, Hai Seng Ding, founder, Global Manufacturers Union, China. That guy seemed like a pretty important to put on there since he was the head of the Global Manufacturers Union in China. And, you know, China with all its manufacturing and things like that, sounds pretty important. They don't strike me as the type that really have a strong union, but I don't know. This guy's on the list. So we've got Prince Frederick. He's the Prince of Denmark. We've got Sylvia Matthews, Executive Director of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We've got Samantha Power from USAID. That's the that's the United States Agency for International Development. You go, oh, really? You're helping develop countries internationally? They're like, kind of, I mean, really what we do doesn't show up on the brochure is that we do regime changes in these foreign countries. But but our acronym, USAID, because, you know, the United States is aiding these countries into changing their power structure so that it fits what America wants and so that they will sell us their natural resources at a discounted rate or else we invade them. You know, that's Samantha Power. Trevor Nielsen is also on the list. Gates Foundation and Climate Emergency Fund. All right, so that wraps up the first batch, the Global Leaders for Tomorrow. Okay, these are the people that sort of were brought in, regardless of their age. They just were heavy hitters in industry. Now let's move on to the younger group. Not definitely younger, but, you know, under 38. Class of 2004. This is where it starts. Let's just kick it right off. Like, kick it right in the balls. Nathaniel Rothschild. Oh, God damn it. There's literally a Rothschild on there. Okay. David Cameron, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Niall Ferguson, author and, I don't know, propagandist from the UK. We've got Stephen Levitt. He's an author of Freakonomics. That's a good book. I read the book. He's on the list, though. We've got Jerry Yang, Yahoo co-founder with David Filo. Moving on. Oh, boy. This list, man. You know, sometimes you don't... I don't know if these guys would probably be... They'd probably be proud to be in this draft class, but I gotta say, the 2005 Forum of Young Global Leaders draft class, boy, it is stuffed with some real hardcore psychopaths, okay? Starting off with Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, or at least he was, Bojo the Clown. We've got Steve Jurvetson, Draper Fisher Jurvetson, venture capital fund in Sand Hill Road. We've got Sergey Brin, co-founder of Google with Larry Page. Larry Page was drafted a couple years ahead of him. We have Gavin Newsom on the list, governor of California, nephew of Nancy Pelosi, cousin of Satan, I think. We have Justin Trudeau. Oh, good old Justin Castro. When he a man of a thousand disguises. That guy is whoever you want him to be at the time, except, you know, if unless you wanted him to be an authentic human being. He's incapable of doing that, but if you want him to pander and put on a headdress or dress up in blackface or dress like a mailbox or whatever, I mean, this is your guy. Just an empty husk of a human being, Justin Trudeau, who is running Canada into the ground. And last on this list, Jonathan Soros, Soros Capital Management. Yes, one of the Soros clan. Class of 2006. Not a whole lot of heavy hitters on here. Some interesting names, though. Saif Gaddafi, the son of Muammar Gaddafi. He's on the list because, you know, they're all, because it's a big club. Scott Friedheim, Lehman Brothers, global head of strategy. Okay, again, 2006 and Lehman Brothers. Okay, Lehman Brothers, 2007, you know, forced off of the, you know, made to walk the plank of Wall Street. But you've got the Lehman Brothers global head of strategy on this list. Was the strategy to run your bank into the ground? I mean, maybe it was. I'm just asking the question. We have Martin Nowak on the list, Harvard Mathematics and Evolutionary Biology. Does that name ring a bell? It should. I've done some episodes about Jeffrey Epstein, and Jeffrey Epstein was the guy who was financing Martin Nowak. And you know why he was financing him? Because of the evolutionary biology component. And for those that don't know what evolutionary biology means, it's eugenics. This is game theory. He's using mathematics and this evolutionary biology component as cover to map out how to depopulate. When Epstein wasn't trafficking guns and kids, he was deeply involved in eugenics.
It's a common theme
with these guys. And Martin Nowak had to like do some whole song and dance with Harvard. You know, 'cause Harvard's a deep state university. They pretend like they're against this stuff, but they really just don't like the bad press. But Martin Nowak and Jeffrey Epstein had an office in Harvard. I mean, they was set up shop there. So anyway, moving on. Kwame Kilpatrick, former mayor of Detroit. Well, he was doing 28 years in a federal prison. And the list, if you want to take a look at something, you talk about scumbag politicians that are involved in crimes, go look up Kwame Kilpatrick and all of the things that he was either accused of, charged with, or found guilty of. I don't think they got El Chapo on as much as they got Kwame Kilpatrick on. And this guy was involved in everything criminal. This guy was in it. But would you expect anything less from Klaus Schwab and the Davos crew? Of course not. We've got Patrick Kennedy, House of Representatives from Rhode Island. And here's a name on the list that this one bothers me, because this person has been a guest on the show before. Oh yes, I got duped. I got duped. But I'll tell you what, you want to know who found out about him? You want to know who blew his cover and announced it to the rest of the alternative media? It was me. I did it. On this list, class of 2006, World Economic Forum, young global leader, Bishop Larry Gaetors. He's on the list. It's part of the reason why he went on a blocking spree, I would suspect, and started blocking everyone during COVID, because people started finding out that Larry's story wasn't adding up too much. Anyway, I did some digging. I got a hold of this list. I went through the list. I went, holy shit, Larry Gaetors is on the list? That explains it. Boom. So I've had this list for 6 months or so, and I've been sounding the word about old Bishop Larry. So he's been on this program. And I got along with him. I'll be honest with you. He had me on his radio show where we took calls from people that were listening to it. And people were calling in from like Bahrain and like Pakistan, and all these people were listening. I mean, listen, he's in the church business. So, I mean, I just assume they're all grifters, really. But he was always so nice to me. Well, he's a World Economic Forum young global leader, so automatic disqualification for Larry. Chris Tucker is on the list. Chris Tucker, listen, great actor, appreciate your work, loved Friday, all good. You're on Epstein's plane just a little bit too much. In fact, you're on Epstein's plane going to Africa with him and Bill Clinton. So I'm going to assume that you are up to no good, Mr. Chris Tucker. Maria Bartiromo from CNBC. She's a media finance lady. And Matthew Arnestis, managing director, BlackRock. BlackRock shows up in this quite a bit. Moving on. Class of 2007. Here we go again. David de Rothschild, Rothschild banking conglomerate. Okay. So I don't think these guys, and these are the sort of names that you're going, yeah, of course they're on the list. Then next, Princess Mathilda of Belgium, royalty. Prince Jaime de Bourbon Parma, royalty from the Netherlands. You've got Jimmy Wales from Wikipedia. We mentioned him. He's on the foundation board. We've got Peter Thiel, Palantir and Facebook. We've got Sheryl Sandberg, she's former chief operating officer of Facebook. Tony Fadell, founder of Nest thermostats. Really, you've got the guy who made the digital thermostats that can be turned off remotely on the on your World Economic Forum list, along with the Google founders. Yeah, it makes sense. Makes sense. We've got Andrew Ross Sorkin, who's a writer, I should say propagandist. And we've got Rajiv Shah, President, Rockefeller Foundation. Nobody's going to be too surprised about the old Rockefeller Foundation guys turning up on this list. It should be expected. They have overlapping interests. You know, they all sort of want the same thing. Class of 2008, Casey Wasserman, Wasserman Media Group. His grandfather built Hollywood. Ernie Els, golfer. I put this in the Tony Hawk category. Ernie Els, South African golfer. I don't know. Doesn't strike me as a bad guy. I don't really understand the play here. So, but he's on the list. So, you know, he's on the list. Ed Miliband, Shadow Secretary of State, Climate Change and Net Zero. We've got Leonardo DiCaprio, actor, United Nations mouthpiece, and dude who changes in. I mean, those girls, man, they hit 25 years old and he fucking kicks them out for sure. Anderson Cooper is on the list. No surprise. You know where he comes from. We've got Hines Ward from the former Pittsburgh Steeler receiver. Mia Hamm, United States soccer. Tony Hawk, skateboarder, is on here. We have Dara Khosrowshahi. I've fucking butchered his name. CEO of Uber. And we've got Bobby Jindal, Representative Louisiana and Rhodes Scholar. I say, here to destroy America from the inside. Yes, you are. Bobby, you can't be a Rhodes Scholar and show up on the World Economic Forum's list and be a representative for Louisiana and have me think that you're anything but a diabolical scumbag of epic proportions, which I'm sure you are. Too many lists that you're on, buddy. 2009, listen to this name, Stefan Bancel. Ring a bell? CEO of Moderna. In 2009, the CEO of Moderna is on the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader list. That's interesting to me because, you see, before COVID, Moderna was 0-for-8 in getting products to market. They failed to launch on all of them. Isn't that weird that they would think so highly of this person that they would put him on the list a full 12 years before COVID? Interesting. If I didn't know any better, I'd say that he was installed, maybe. Moving on this 2009 list, Michael Schumacher, former Formula One driver. I think he's still in a coma. He hit it. He like got into a skiing accident a couple years ago and almost died. I think he's in a coma. This one's going to bother some people. I just deliver the news. I'm sorry. I'm not the one in charge of this. Chris Martin, lead singer, Coldplay. Jessica Biel, actress. Tiger Woods, golfer. Chad Hurley, co-founder of YouTube. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, gee, I wonder why YouTube is censoring videos that are pointing out the nature of COVID and governments and wars and the lies of the media and the lies of the World Economic Forum. I wonder why. Well, because you've got Chad Hurley, one of the founders of YouTube, who's been on their team since 2009. And you think that they don't control Silicon Valley? They most certainly do. And if you don't think they do, well, guess who's next on the list? Mark Zuckerberg. Okay. So they've got Silicon Valley locked down. These names, it's the biggest names in Silicon Valley. And if it's not the CEOs of the companies, which most of them they've got, then it's people from the venture capital firms that are financing and incubating and providing seed funding and ultimately taking these companies public. They're on the WEF's list. So they've got everybody. Boris Nikolic, that name that might not sound familiar, but he was Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He's Bill's money guy. And Epstein, good friend. There's a picture of all of them at dinner together. Jeffrey Epstein, Boris Nikolic, Bill Gates, and some other guys. And Boris is the guy whose face you don't recognize, but he's on this list. Joe Cox, UK politician, on the list. Josh Silverman, CEO of Etsy. So when Etsy is kicking people off of their platforms, which they had been doing for COVID misinformation, now you know why. Mark Hanis, Inclusive America and also United to End Genocide. I don't know about United to End Genocide, but my guess, my speculation, my, you know, tinfoil hat speculation is that they're probably united to start genocides. Just a guess. I could be wrong. I could be way off. 2010, classic 2010, James Gifford, United Nations Principal for Responsible Investment, UNPR. Next on the list, Princess Mahidol of Thailand. She is involved in the United Nations Development Fund for Women. Then we've got the Princess Mette Marit of Norway, royalty, obviously. We have, this one's kind of disappointing. We have Roger Federer, tennis. Yikes. We have Stella McCartney, fashion designer. We have Prince Bandar bin Sultan, royalty from Saudi Arabia. Gabrielle Giffords, Arizona politician. 2010, Gabrielle Giffords. Wasn't that the year she was shot while campaigning in Arizona? And then went on to do these interviews where she had this really exaggerated sort of like speech issue because I'd been shot in the head a bunch and everyone was watching her going, it seemed fake to me. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying it seemed a little fake. And she's on the list. So maybe they thought that just some regional Arizona, you know, politician is going to be a big player in the world stage. I'm sure it's just a gigantic coincidence, though, really. So Gabrielle Giffords is on that list. We've got, this one sucks, man. This one hurts. Sometimes you come across them and they hurt. This one hurts. Jon Favreau. This one, I mean, director and star and writer of Swingers, one of the best movies, you know. He's directing all the Mandalorian stuff. He's producing it, at least. I don't think he's directing it anymore. He was directing the first couple seasons, but God damn it. Seriously? Leave Jon Favreau alone. Julian Castro, mayor of San Antonio. Well, if you wonder why San Antonio is turning into a shithole, now you know why. Marissa Mayer, Google, Yahoo. Of course, we mentioned she's on the board as well. Sanjay Gupta, CNN Medical. So when Sanjay Gupta goes on Rogan's show and gives you a bunch of bullshit, just understand, it's not just CNN logo above his head. It's Klaus Schwab's face. Just replace it with Klaus Schwab's face, because that's who's talking to you about what we need to do to fight COVID. The guy that is lapping up Klaus Schwab's balls, right? Sanjay Gupta, enemy of humanity. Wyclef Jean is on the list. We've got Ev Williams. He's a co-founder of Twitter. We've got Sharmina Singh, MasterCard Center for Inclusive Growth. MasterCard, one of the biggest supporters of the World Economic Forum. She runs the MasterCard Center for Inclusive Growth. Because if there's one thing we know about credit card companies, they really care about inclusivity as they're charging you 16% interest and putting you into debt for the rest of your life. Get the fuck out of here with that. Next, last on this 2010 list, Nathan Wolf, Metabiotica founder, USAID partner, predict and prevent COVID with data founder. Really? This guy? Predict and prevent COVID with data? What kind of data are you? How are you going to prevent COVID with data? I guess you could prevent COVID with anything since it has a 99.98% survivability rate. It's not like you're really preventing much of anything. Moving on, class of 2011, Kane Doi, Human Rights Watch, director, Japan, again with the Human Rights Watch, Alexandra Cousteau, Blue Legacy International, Jacques Cousteau's granddaughter. You will find, if you read my Octopus book, there's a quote in there from Jacques Cousteau. Jacques Cousteau was a bloodthirsty, psychopathic depopulation aficionado. I bet you didn't know that. I bet you just thought he was the guy that invented scuba tanks. Yeah, well, he. While he was under, maybe he had the bends. I don't know. He had too much nitrogen in his blood, but he was very much interested in removing people from the planet. And I'm sure his granddaughter shares some sort of ideological alignment with him. We've got Max Levchin on the list. This dude's done a lot. Google, co-founder of PayPal. He's part of that PayPal mafia with Elon Musk and Peter Thiel and a bunch of other guys. Slide. He started Evernote. He ran Yelp. He ran or has a high-ranking position at Yahoo. He's deep in it. Sarah Blakely's on the list. She founded Spanx so that, you know, you know what spanks are. Nikki Haley, governor of South Carolina. I'm going to beat Trump. I'm going to be the next president of the United States. No, you're not. The hell you will. Not being a World Economic Forum young global leader, we will make sure that everybody knows that Nikki Haley is on this list. Blake Mycoskie is on there. Tom Shoes, you know, hey, every time you buy a pair of shoes, I donate a pair of shoes to poor kids. Well, what are you doing on this list? If you're such a good guy, if you're out there saving the world, why are you on Klaus Schwab's list, Blake? Why? And then we've got two candidates, both from Fox News, both from the same television show together, both from the same draft class of the WEF. We've got Dana Perino, Fox News, former Bush press secretary, and she's on a show called The Five on Fox News. And we've got Harold Ford Jr., Fox News show with Dana Perino. So the media represented here, and it's not just CNN, and it's not just MSNBC. They've got Fox News people on here too. So this, again, we're not talking about red team is good, blue team is bad. They're all bad. 2012, Dirk Nowitzki, basketball player, Huma Abedin, State Department and Hillary Clinton associate. Maybe even more married to what's his name, who showed his dick to a bunch of kids online, and God damn it, it'll come to me. The guy that was New York City. We've got Salman Khan, Khan Academy, on the list. We've got John Legend, the singer. We know about his wife. We've got Cesar Conde, chairman NBC Universal. The media is a huge factor in this. You've got to have the media. You've got to have control of them for whatever, you know, messaging that you want to control. Moving on to the class of 2013, Daniel Ek, founder of Spotify, Chelsea Clinton. I don't know what title you would give Chelsea Clinton. Daughter of the worst people in the world. Ben Jealous, head of the NAACP and Rhodes Scholar, which means that he was most definitely installed to set black people back an entire generation. Jared Polis is on the list. He's the governor of the state where I live, Colorado. Nate Silver, founder of 538. I liked it when Nate Silver just stuck to like football drafts and not botching presidential election picks. Ann Wojcicki is on here, 23andMe founder. You know, her sister was just recently retired, was the head of YouTube, Susan Wojcicki, right? So Ann Wojcicki's on here, 23andMe founder. Just the company that's collecting the genetic information of whoever's dumb enough to sign up for that to find out if they're 1/37th Scandinavian. Good job. You just gave your genetic information to a person that's on the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader list. Congratulations. They're building a clone of you in some underground factory as we speak. Chris Hughes is on the list. He's a co-founder of Facebook. He's the editor-in-chief of New Republic. And then we move down to class 2014. This will be no surprise to the people of New Zealand. Jacinda Ardern, Prime Minister of New Zealand. Have you seen the before and after pictures of her? Have you seen the before pictures when she went in? She looked decent. She looked like a cute girl. When she came out, she looked like her life force had been sucked out of her. And she looked like she was tweaking on crystal meth, which, I mean, why can't both be true? Vladimir Klitschko, boxer and politician in Ukraine. Got to have those guys in there. We've got David Karp on the list. He's a founder of Tumblr, and he's a co-founder of Palantir with Peter Thiel. And he's on the board of Planned Parenthood. So you know he's a good guy, even though I don't think he has any kids. I think he's just an enthusiastic depopulationist. Hossein Rahman is on the group, is on the list. He's the founder of Jawbone. He went to my boarding school. I don't know him, but he's the only guy from my boarding school to really like kind of, I don't know. I've got questions if I ever ran into him. Charlize Theron, actress from South Africa, is on this. And Jonah Peretti, founder of BuzzFeed. You always knew BuzzFeed was full of horse shit, but now you know that the founder of it is not just full of horse shit, but also full of Klaus Schwab's dick as well. 2015, Megan Ellison, producer, Hollywood producer now, Larry Ellison's daughter. Oh, everybody's favorite sociopath and newest, I think she's in prison now. Elizabeth Holmes is on the list, the founder of Theranos. Ivanka Trump is a member. She's the president's daughter, the former president's daughter. So, you know, there's that. Those of you that think that Trump is a savior, I hate to break it to you. None of these people are. Tom Cotton is on the list. He's a senator from Arkansas. Tulsi Gabbard on the list, representative from Hawaii. Still a member of the Psychological Warfare Division of the United States Army. She is sheep dipped. I think they say she's a reservist, whatever. This one bothers me, right? These are the ones that bother me because you hear her on Rogan, you see her in some interviews and you go, she's saying stuff that makes sense. You know, she seems like, you know, she's anti-war and she's been in the military and maybe she would see it differently and you want to like her and you kind of start to sell yourself on her and you go, well, maybe things will be different this time around. And then you go, no, they're not different. It's not different. You're on the list. You're on the list. You know what you're doing. If you're on this list and you're not a professional skateboarder, but you're somebody that's a representative in Hawaii and you're in the Psychological Warfare Division of the United States Army, and then you're on the Young Global Leaders list, you're there for a reason. You're part of an operation. You are the operation. Vivek Murthy, Surgeon General. The Surgeon General of the United States is on the list. Now, do you understand why we get such crazy and nonsensical COVID policies? Rachel Schutt is on this, the head of AI labs for BlackRock. The head of artificial intelligence for BlackRock is on this. I mean, I don't even know what that means, but it's got to be bad. It's got to be bad. It's got to mean that they're using AI to go through all your transactions or stuff. Fuck if I know. Sean Kilmazic, global head of infrastructure, Blackstone Group. It's another really devious, very wealthy corporation that's out there doing bad things. Logan Green, co-founder, Lyft. Okay, so I told you Dara was on here. Dara K, I can't pronounce his last name. The new CEO of Uber, who took over for Travis Kalanick, who was the founder. They ran Travis out. They put Dara, so they've got the CEO of Lyft and Uber on here, not to mention the CEOs of all of the car companies. So Lauren Bush, niece of George W. Bush. She's in charge of something called the Feed Project. Don't know what that means. Sam Altman. Okay, now we're moving to class 2016. Sam Altman, Y Combinator, and also the CEO of OpenAI. OpenAI, you say? That's starting to get a lot of news. Well, he's been on this list for 7 years. So what is OpenAI? What is that? Is that an operation? Of course it is. Amal Clooney is on here, George Clooney's wife. We've got Ashton Kutcher on the list. We have Emmanuel Macron, the Prime Minister of France, who may or may not be the Prime Minister of France by the time you hear this. Hopefully they've run him out or, I don't know, lit the place on fire. Either works for me. We've got Joe Gebbia, the founder of Airbnb. And we've got Vanessa Carey, Seed Global Life NGO, and John Kerry's daughter. Seed Global Life NGO. Yeah, there's one thing I know about those Careys. They just love life, right? They're so interested in preserving life. Those bastards. 2017 class, Fang Zhang, the founder of CRISPR gene editing technology. Back to depopulation. We've got Adam Kinzinger on the list, representative from Illinois. So when you hear him screaming on Twitter about how everybody is doing this or that and how he's so offended, just remind him, just go into the comments and just put class of 2017, World Economic Forum, Young Global Leader. Moving on, class 2018, Joseph P. Kennedy, a representative from Massachusetts. We've got, for you in Canada, Jagmeet Singh, leader, New Democratic Party of Canada. We've got Alexander Soros, George Soros's kid. He's the next generation. And we've got everybody's favorite plant, Lena Nguyen, Planned Parenthood leader, CNN medical person, Rhodes Scholar, and surprising witness to the Boston bombing. I should say the Boston non-bombing. Lena Wynn's on the list. I know. You're all very surprised. Class of 2019. Pete Buttigieg, ding, 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 Department of Transportation, and Rhodes Scholar sent to destroy America from the inside. Well, Pete, I tell you, everyone in the world or everyone in America would say that you're doing a shitty job. But, you know, considering I know what your real mission is, and that is to destroy America, I think a case can be made that you're doing actually a pretty good job and will probably get a raise at some point. Dan Crenshaw, one-eyed John McCain, is on here, a representative from Texas. He told Tim Pool, I'm not on the list. They just put me on there. Bro, you're on the list. You're class of 2019. Shut up. Just shut up. I'm not accepting your answer. You're on the list because you're on the list because you're part of this. Okay. Cal Henderson, co-founder of Slack. So if you use Slack at work as a communication project management, team management tool, just know that the co-founder is part of this group. And we've got Cyrus Habib, a Jesuit priest. You know, make of that whatever you want. Class of 2020. Oh, God. I'll tell you, this is somebody that it just, when I look at her face, I immediately just get a sour taste in my mouth. And that is Megan Rapinoe, the blue-haired soccer captain of the women's soccer national team, who, let me remind people that the women's national team played a bunch of 15 and 16 year old boys in a friendly game, just sort of a warm-up match, and the 15 and 16 year old boys beat them 5-2. So the reason why you guys aren't getting paid what you think you should get paid is because you guys are low quality soccer. Sorry, you just are. Jack Conte is on the list. Name doesn't ring a bell for most people, but I think anyone that understands why content creators are getting thrown off of Patreon for wrongthink, well, this is the founder of Patreon. Maybe that makes a little bit of sense now. We've got Elysian Dennis Kurdu, the COO of Celsius Crypto Network. So for those of you that had your money in with Celsius Crypto Network and watched it implode, I asked the question, was that accidental or was that made to happen? Because you're the chief operating officer is part of the World Economic Forum. So it's a reasonable question. We've got who? Vaccinity founder. This is Vaccine Productions. They're manufacturing vaccines. We've got Elisa Garza, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter on the list. Grifters. Speaking of grifters, here's class of 2021. Ibram X. Kendi, race grifter, race hustler, taking over for, I guess, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson as the new hustler grifter that's going to lead the black community in a gigantic circle and get nothing accomplished. We've got Vivek Ramaswamy running for president. He was in health biotech. He claims he's not on this list. He claims this is all a big misunderstanding. Well, you and Dan Crenshaw better show some receipts because I've got you on the list. So, you know, what are they doing? They're just putting you on here for no good reason. I find that extremely hard to believe. In fact, I find that to be impossible to believe. You are on the list because you're a part of this group. And wrapping up the final class of 2022, we've got Usman Ahmed, head of global payment policy for PayPal. Now you understand why PayPal wanted to charge you $2,500 for wrongthink and take that out of your account. You've got Matthew Katz, global head of data science at Blackstone Group, and John Tyson, chief sustainability office of Tyson Foods. Dun, 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 dun. Food processing facilities start blowing up all over the place in 2022 and 2023. I wonder who's involved. Well, we've got John Tyson, Chief Sustainability Officer, Tyson Foods, sitting on the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders Group. I wonder if he was like, blow up these guys, and these guys. These are our main competitor. We'll make the fake chicken we'll make the bugs. We'll convert all of our chicken processing facilities over to uh, to make the crickets for you, Klaus. No problem. We're on Team Globalist. So that's the list, everybody. It's a big list. Thanks for hanging in there. It's a lot of names. I don't expect you taking notes. If you're taking notes at this episode, you got to take a good hard look at your life and reevaluate and make some better decisions. I'm just kidding. We love you all. If you like this episode and think that other people might be interested in hearing who's on this list, you can take the additional step right now of sharing it with your friends and family. If you want to connect with me, the website is theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com, or you can find me on Twitter @macroaggressions. Thank you, everybody. I'll talk to you again soon.